The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, as more and more retirees say they need to keep working to keep money coming in, and in the week that William Shatner went into space, Shifra Mulqueen has been looking at retirees starting again.
Come on, boys, come on, come on. Luigi Downing, Marmalade.
Stringer is a small little alpaca, really small and strong, so we had to name him after Peter Stringer.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me.
I know them all by their faces, so the one time I find it hard to recognise them is after we shear them, because it completely changes their look. But yes, it's like you would know your friend's face. I know all their personalities, I know their moods, I know if they're being lazy, or I know if they're being stressed.
Boy, you got a friend in me.
When Joe Phelan retired from the bank after four decades, he decided to do something completely different. He now runs an alpaca farm in County Wicklow.
Well, I've spent all my life in offices. I think I transitioned about 6 or 7 years ago when three of my four kids left home. I kind of said to myself, well, what do I want to do? I knew it had to be outdoors, and I always wanted to set up my own business.
And why alpacas?
We have a family farm in a place called Kilcraggan, Kilkenny. And I quickly found out you couldn't get a modern farm up and running. The costs were huge and returns were tiny. So we started researching alternative farming. And during that research, I came across the alpacas. One of the things about alpacas, they can generate a supplementary income for you. So you can breed, you can do a lot of these agritourism type of activities. They're quite easy to manage, relatively speaking, compared to, let's say, other livestock. I met a guy, it was about 5 years ago now, and it stuck with me. This man was 80, and he said to me, he said he wished he knew how fit he was at 70, and that he would have done a lot more.
A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Oh, the social media, it's so hard. I'm just having my website upgraded at the moment, and one of the things the company said was, oh, you have to have a blog page. And I'm going, what's a blog?
Katie Willett worked as a psychotherapist throughout her career. After retiring, she started a course in jewellery making and has now launched her own collection, Original Strands.
You know, I was much older than many of the other people on the course, and they seem to find everything a lot easier to learn than me.
Despite retirement, she's found her career in psychotherapy is still having an influence over her new craft.
Our unconscious comes into play when we choose a piece of jewellery. The last collection I started in lockdown, that really what I was experimenting with was loss of control, which is, of course, what we were all experiencing in lockdown.
As we gather in the chapel here in old Kilmainham jail,
I think about these last few weeks, and will they say we failed? From our school days they have told us we must yearn for liberty. Now all I want in this dark place is to have you here with me.
So yeah, I like to give a few bars. It's like one of those stories, can you sing? No, but I will.
If you ever take a stroll in Glasnevin Cemetery, you may come across Grainne Nolan singing during her guided tour.
I probably harboured romantic notions of being a history teacher at some stage. I joined the bank for a very, very practical reason. To be honest, it was because it was a permanent pensionable job. And back in the 80s, they were few and far between. Lots of my friends were taking airplanes and boats and emigrating to other countries for work. I had attained a certain level, let's say, within the bank, and I was of an age where, you know, I knew my way round, and here I was, the new girl in Glasnevin. I have a motto, and it is, do more of what makes you happy. To do this is a dream come true.
For some people, retiring isn't an option. Tony O'Halloran has been working in Quinn's Forge in County Clare since 1966, and he doesn't plan to finish anytime soon.
Well, sure, I don't know what I'd be doing, because I couldn't go sitting down inside the house looking out the window every day. I'd go off my head. I'm so used to doing working all my life. You come in the evening and you sit down, have your tea, and you get a paper and read your paper after the day. It's satisfaction after doing a day's work. Nothing better, is right? Because I think when I go over here, I'd say the doors will close, and I'd say they'll stay closed. I don't think there's anyone to take over. One day I was here, and there was four or five people here, and I got frustrated. And one fellow walked towards me, and I said to him, I'm fed up, I said, I'm going packing up. I'm sick of it, the whole lot of year. And what he said to me was, he said, don't, he said, there will be bigger loss than the parish priest.